Round two is winding down at Augusta on a windy Friday afternoon. Mark Wilson is a PGA rules official, also one of the referees for this year's Masters. He's also part of the prestigious Ferris State University PGA Golf Management Program, and he's standing by from the Masters in Augusta, Georgia. How you doing, my friend?
Really good, Bill. Happy Friday, and there certainly aren't many better places to be than right where I am this afternoon. But you're right, it is very windy here this afternoon.
Yeah, your 23rd Masters you worked, right?
Yes.
Have you ever seen the wind this bad?
Oh, there may have been a few times, but it certainly has been a big factor today. You can see that from a leaderboard perspective, nobody's gained much ground. You know, they've kind of held their own. If you look at all of the leaders have ended up about where they started today. You know, somebody like Bryson has actually lost a stroke, started the day at -7, is -6 finishing the day today. Scottie Scheffler, you know, started at 6. He's got it to 7 right now. So it's it definitely is breezy and has affected a lot of shots.
You were working different holes, different parts of the course the last 2 days. Any run-ins with Tiger Woods?
Well, he certainly, I think, looks good physically. And there's no limp in his walk. And he certainly held up okay playing the 23 consecutive holes starting this morning, finishing yesterday's round this morning, and then playing the 18 today. And he's going to be in great shape to make the cut at one over par, which I think it's a nice accomplishment. You know, as we discussed, he had withdrawn from 3 of the last 5 events he'd played in. And so this is some positive news for Tiger and Tiger fans.
Yeah, he looks really good. Looks controlled. The driver looks as good as ever. The walk, you know, like you said, 23 consecutive holes. That's a great sign for this tournament. The leaderboard is loaded with great names. And also guys who are missing the cut are some of the biggest names in golf. The cut now has been pushed up to projected +5. That tells you how tough the wind has been today at Augusta.
Well, especially because the cut really is 50 players in ties. So +5, you're right, just does show you how difficult the conditions have been, and especially even the chipping and putting in the wind becomes very difficult.
Yeah, John Rahm he's at +4 through 12, fighting to avoid the cut. Mark Wilson, he's one of the referees at Augusta, joining us from Georgia on the Meyer LPGA Classic for Simply Give Guest Line. Hey, we'll talk when the tournament's over, and we'll look back at the winner. I really appreciate the updates. I know you've had a busy week. It means a lot to me.
Well, it's my pleasure, Bill, and I hope everybody has a great weekend and they enjoy the coverage of the Masters. 2 great days left to go.
You are the first referee I never wanted to yell at, make the right call.
How about that? Well, so there's always a first for something, I guess.
Don't make yourself famous this weekend at Augusta, okay?
Don't worry. I'm trying not to.
All right. We love you, Mark. Mark Wilson.
Thanks, Bill.
Yeah, PGA rules official. How cool is that?